You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That Romy Gonzalez RBI single was the game-winning run for the Boston Red Sox 3-2. It was also your call of the game brought to you by Nissan. Don't let summer slip away. Hurry into the Nissan end-of-summer sales event to get your new ride. Visit your local store or NissanUSA.com today. Red Sox win 3-2 yesterday after our show. Red Sox win 3-2 today before our show. Little late game heroics in both of those affairs. They sweep the Orioles. They go 7-1 on an 8-game road trip. According to Will Fleming, that is the first time in the history, the long history of the Boston Red Sox, that a road trip of 9 games or fewer resulted in 7 wins. They're rolling, baby. They are now 3.5 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays, who are off today. They'll return to Fenway to take on the Pirates with some very winnable games. And most importantly, they probably didn't get their best stuff from their ace, Garrett Crochet, today. Kind of scuffled along, a lot of base runners, a lot of traffic, some double plays, but he held the Orioles to 2 runs and gave the offense enough time to come around. You're listening to WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday afternoon, post-Red Sox win. Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Boys, how are we liking a baseball team that just kind of rolling right along right now?
Ted?
Oh,
please feel free, sir.
My bad. Hey, you know what? Guys, I would say this. I mean, what was beautiful about today was just what you just said, Andy, is the fact that that the Garrett Crochet did not have his best stuff. I mean, he hit a couple batters. I mean, there was runners all on the base path, and the defense was excellent. I mean, the middle of the field defense was incredible between Bregman and Story, Rafaela. They saved his bacon a lot, which is what you want to see. I mean, they arguably have the best outfield when Rafaela is playing center field, and they arguably have one of the better middle infields when Rafaela is playing second. So the defense was incredible backing up Crochet, which was great. And then you love to see Trevor Story continue his toward pace. I mean, it's incredible. What I think they're 19-1 every time he has a homer. He had another homer today. He was incredible in the field all day. And then, you know, just utility players like Rob Refsnyder, who's been on the 60-day DL. He comes back, has a couple of hits, an RBI and a home run today, along with Romy Gonzalez with an RBI. Those two guys just seem to step up when they need it. And then you close out with Whitlock in the eighth, or not close out, but Whitlock comes in the eighth, does what he's got to do. And then Steven Matz continues to be, a dealing for this team and closes out the ninth. And so, and by the way, Roman Anthony, 2 hits, a walk and a run scored. It plays nice defense out there in right field. So, guys, it's just kind of – you're just seeing this team play consistently. The confidence is just – you can tell it's overflowing. So, Right now, the Red Sox just look as hot as any team in the American League.
I'd say almost as hot as any team in baseball, save for that torrid streak that the Brewers were on. Right now, there's no team playing better baseball at every level. Sure, was that Crochet's best stuff? No, we've seen better. We've seen more dominant recently and several times this season. But he still gives you a quality start, which against an Orioles team that, save for when they came up and miraculously knocked you off a couple times last week, hasn't been playing the greatest of baseball. The bullpen, once again, absolutely miraculous. Three innings, zero runs allowed. I thought Whitlock was going to break that torrid streak that he and Chapman have been on, and no Chapman available to you today, but Matz comes in and gets the saves. Three innings, no runs allowed. Awesome. And just enough offense. And as you pointed out, Ted, the record when Trevor Story hits a ding-dong, this goes back to in spring training when Alex Bregman, St. Bregman, told us that the most important offensive piece to this team was Trevor Story. When he goes good, this team goes good. When he does things like makes that great play, like that heads-up play in the ninth inning when you get a leadoff double, to turn around when he sees the runner take off and feel like he can make a baseball play, which is a ballsy play.
It is.
Because if he doesn't pick that runner off at third, now you got first and third with a good hitter up and then a great hitter up behind him and no outs in the inning. Picks him off, totally deflates the Orioles, gets the runner at third. Just another heads-up play by a team, Andy, that right now feels like they are accessing all of their various powers. Like, they can pitch for short. They can. They have great starts. They can hit in the clutch. They're making more, save for that absurd play last night, which I was glad because I forget we have 2-3-2 victories, as you pointed out, to discuss today as well, save for Jaron Duran's massive left center field brain fart last night. They're hitting on all cylinders right now. And, I mean, Rafaela last night, to cap that one off, just like, hey, I was going yard, to have that kind of confidence and then deliver, awesome.
617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. We are not getting ahead of ourselves. You know, there's been times this year, I think, Ted, you may have thought Fitzy and I got ahead of ourselves, or even sometimes as a station, they're like, oh, you guys are the flagship station. Why don't you back off the glazing a little bit? No, no, no. Now they're just freaking good. Now they're just one of the best teams in baseball. And as Fitzy, you noted, last night, the brain fart stuck out because they've been avoiding those things. For a while, we almost expected those on a nightly basis. There would be a defensive screw-up, a base-running screw-up. Now, they're not only playing good clutch baseball, but they let the other team do the screwing up. The last couple nights, you've seen the Orioles be the team in the eighth, ninth inning that screws up. You know, you said that was a heads-up play by Story, and it absolutely was. It was also a head up your butt play by the base runner. Like, that was a bad read right off the bat. I was listening to Lou talk about it.
But
you got to take advantage of that. And they took advantage of that. There was the other double play earlier in the game where Trevor Story makes a great diving play and the runner was just, for some reason, off on contact. He gets doubled up. And one of the nicest plays of the day, Ted, you talking about the defense up the middle that actually didn't result in a double play, was Rafaela coming across the base, basically full speed, taking the throw and throwing to first.
Like, how do you get his foot down on that bag?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, some of the plays that he can make. And the Trevor Story thing, now we're starting to accept that May was just an aberration. I don't really know what went wrong in the month of May when people were talking about how bad he was, but that's the aberration. You can make a very strong argument in terms of position players, lineup guys.
Say it.
He's been the best player on the team because availability matters. Yep. Bregman's been great, but Bregman missed that time with the thigh injury. Like, when you say wire to wire the course of the season, defense and offense, Trevor Story, who I listened to the 2-Minute Grill pregame with Rob Bradford talking about his knack for stealing bases, just doesn't get thrown out, so much so that Kyle Hudson has been like, listen, if you're 23 of 23, you should probably go a little more often. If you get thrown out every once in a while, so be it. But you're seemingly taking the safe ones if you're perfect this late in the season. But his defense has been remarkable. His hitting has been remarkable. His base running has been remarkable. And I know they talk about it. He played in 163, I believe, the last 3 years total. He's up to like 130 whatever games played this year. He has been such a key cog to this team and the leadership and the dynamic. And it seems everybody is genuinely so happy for him. So happy that he's doing it for them as a team, but also seemingly just so happy for him to be having this kind of season. And then you talk about the pitching. You know, it wasn't Crochet's best day, but he gives up two runs. Last night,
It was the opposite. Bayo was awesome, and somehow they screwed it up and gave him two runs for him, but you still get the win. And the best part I thought of that was, after that fly ball drops between Rafaela and Duran, he ends up getting pulled out of the game. And while the rally is coming, he's the guy on the top of the dugout steps, smiling, laughing, cheering. You know, he wasn't sulking because you guys screwed me. I shouldn't have given up any runs at all today. No. He's caught up in the victory when Anthony's on base, and then they end up getting the two-run home run to win. So this team continues to impress, and it also continues to just say, this is who they are. Like, I'm giving up on the idea, yeah, Fitzy, that the bottom's going to fall out here. The bottom's not going to fall out. They're a good baseball team. Does that mean they're going to win the World Series? Absolutely not. But they're a damn good baseball team hitting their stride at the right time of year, Fitzy.
Yeah. Andy, when we were going through that exercise yesterday, who's going to win more games in October? The Patriots, who have four games, three of which look very winnable, one against the rivalry ice Buffalo Bills, and we'll get into those rivalry uniforms later on. Three wins seems realistic or very doable for the Patriots. If you were to tell me these Red Sox are going to win 5, 6, 7 games in October, I wouldn't tell you, hey, put down the ninth Miller Lite or get your head out of the clouds. This team feels like they could do just about anything right now. They're 15 games over 500, inarguably playing their best baseball. And look, with 27 games to go, precisely 1/6 of the season left, will there be one of those, what the hell are you guys doing, streaks of three or possibly four, maybe, you know, two, three,
nope,
four. There could be,
nope,
one.
There won't be.
You don't think
I'm
going to
say there won't be. Between the combination of the schedule kind of stinks, sneaky, yep, bad schedule.
They are kind of getting into a sneaky, manageable part of the schedule.
And the way they are playing and the way they are pitching and the way, like, Steven Matz. We talked to Alex Cora about him yesterday, how it seemed like he was kind of developing into a trusted, reliable part of the bullpen. Ted, a day later, he's on the mound to close out the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to give Breslow credit for that. We may have rolled our eyes when they kind of rushed to add whatever arms they could late at the trade deadline there, but that's an arm right there. We'll see where Dustin May goes with his start on Saturday. But, you know, Steven Matz is an arm that looks like he's developing. You bring Slayton back. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, does Alex Cora have maybe four or five guys, yeah, that he trusts in the bullpen?
Do we have too many good arms? Do we have too many plus arms in the bullpen, Ted?
Nope, we're not doing that. We're not doing the too many thing, but he has some arms to turn to.
He certainly does, and it's hard to, I mean, you could, I guess, nitpick of this team. You know, I brought up the fact, you know, you kind of, you worry about Jaren Duran in that three spot. He had the day off, and you saw what Trevor Story did in the three spot. I kind of like, you know, Trevor Story being in that position, maybe moving forward, we'll see. But, you know, they had lost their last four games against the Orioles prior to this series. And then they win the next four. They win seven out of their last eight games that they all played on the road. It shows a toughness and it shows resiliency. They've come back from deficits to win in some of these games on the road. And clearly, we know how good they are at home, but they were struggling on the road. That tells me something. You know, this team historically has not been good in the second half of seasons. They are bucking that trend this year. So there's a lot of things to kind of be hopeful about with this Red Sox team, and very little to kind of pick apart, because they're starting to, you know, they're not striking out as much. They're not having their defensive gaffes like they used to. The base running has gotten better. And these were all issues that were serious issues to start the season. And I think it's a good point, Fitzy, when you bring up, you know, Trevor Story. To me, he is the MVP of this team. And you go, well, he only had one bad month of May. Man, the dude didn't know which end was up in May. I mean, he really was lost at the plate. And it's all of a sudden, it's turned around big time. So it was, even though, he only had one bad month. It was a really bad month, but he has made up for it and then some. And so he's my MVP so far. Hard to kind of look at this team and think that it's not kind of on a path for something special here, boys.
And you look at Roman Anthony. You know, he's a guy that I think it's now up to 8 of his last 10 games have been multi-hit games. He's added a little power. Fitzy, I see you looking for you.
Thanks, Fitzy. Way to go, Fitzy.
He's added a little power to his game, but he's part of it. Like, they're just, Rafaela seems to come back a little bit. There was that scuffling going on for him for a while. But the Story thing to me, if you remember, we had people calling for Story to be DFA'd. Just him. Give up the contract.
That was during the great May swoon, Andy. Yep. Nothing was working for the team, and look who was at the centerpiece of it, a guy that couldn't hit a barn with an oar.
And now he's your MVP, and now he's part of the reason on defense, on offense, why you are winning baseball games. Another thing, Ted, you bring up the series and the O's series getting swept by that two-game series. I think it's a big deal for this team, the way they're starting series and the way they're starting games. You're getting a couple leadoff home runs by Roman Anthony. All of a sudden, you're up 1-0. It's like, okay, we're playing with a lead now. That's a nice feeling to have.
Yeah.
Or you win the first game of the series against the Yankees. You win the first game of the series against the Orioles. I think for this team, maybe some of it is the young part of it. Maybe some of it is the emotional part of it, the vibes. I think when they get a lead in a game or when they get a lead in a series, I think they really enjoy, and most people do, playing from in front, playing from ahead, like playing with house money a little bit, and they've been doing that more and more often.
Their record is, I think they win 2/3 of their games when they score first or something like that. And you know, man, I hate to keep kind of, you know, going back to Jaren Duran, but when he was the leadoff, I just don't think they were getting enough bang for their buck when he was the leadoff. But now with Roman Anthony as the leadoff, it just kind of everything else falls in place. It's just, you know, and when we were talking about, you know Rafi Devers and you know, or the trade deadline, and you know, who would you be willing to trade? No, it was more about Joe Ryan. I was willing to give up Jaren Duran. I think he flashes. I mean, he can be at times just a spark plug, but that's my one worry is about him in the three spot. I mean, he had the defensive gaffe. He admitted that was his ball yesterday that he let drop between him and Rafaela. So that's really the only thing I can look at and have really legit concern. Everything else feels pretty damn good. I mean, we can kind of nitpick at the fourth starter. Okay, they don't have the fourth starter, but 1, 2, and 3, please, in the back end of the rotation, dominant.
Yeah, and you got three guys that are in the top 5 in ERA, or I'm assuming they're still in the top 5, and I haven't checked the updated numbers.
Oh, Crochet will likely still stay. He may have to actually drop down a spot and get bumped up by your boy Bayo or Giolito as well, Andy. And quick question, does the home run from Rafaela last night, does him going back to center, does this start a potential hot streak again for him?
I've seen these memes online. People are trying to start to compare him to Jackie Bradley Jr., that he's one of these guys that's going to be hot as a pistol when he's hot and cold as ice when he's not. I don't think he's that. I think he's a young guy. I will say, if you guys watch the post-game interview with Jemai on Nesson, when he asked him like what he was thinking, he's like, I'm going yard or something. Like he went up there planning on. Now, I don't know if that's a great mentality. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a great story to tell after you put it over the wall. I'm not sure it's a great story to tell if you strike out on 3 pitches and you lose the baseball game. But, you know, he has a little clutch. He hit the walk-off at Fenway one of those Friday nights. Like, he's got a little pizzazz to him. He's got a little bit of a showmanship to him. And I think all these guys do. I love the, I'm not sure I'm even hip enough to know exactly. Cold as ice? What's the vein? What are they doing? Injected veins when they round the bases? I'm not cool enough to know exactly what that celebration means. I know Roman Anthony does it. They all do it when they round third base. But it's true. Like Roman Anthony, everybody says he works at bats, right? Oh, that's what he does. He's going to take a lot of pitches. Not today. I believe it was the first pitch of the game drove into center field, right?
Yeah.
Base hit. Okay, we got a runner on. Now, it didn't work great because like a pitch later, there was a double play ball. You can't even say, oh, he only does this or like any of these guys. Like the versatility, the athleticism that Cora tells us about, that they can play different styles of baseball when they need to play different styles of baseball. I just feel like they've cleaned it up. Like, there's way more positive plays than negative plays now. Remember early in the year we talked, Ted, to Cora about they strike out too much, and he said something to the effect of, and we don't hit the ball out of the ballpark enough. It's like that give and take, the balance. You're never going to be perfect, but if you're going to strike out a lot, hit the ball into the seats every once in a while. I feel like everything, they've made more positive base running plays and fewer bad base running plays, more positive defensive plays and wow plays with the glove. and fewer bad ones. It's like they've just kind of swung that pendulum all to the positive side all at the right time, Ted.
Dude, it's like, remember, like, the first 2 months, all we were talking about was driveline and launch angle.
Yep.
And they, you know what? This is an athletic team. Why don't they play more small ball? Why don't they just get the ball and play? You know, what are they teaching down there at AAA? Do they even teach them how to run the bases? Do they even know what they're doing? It was, the pitching staff. Not enough, fastballs. Maybe they get, not enough first strike pitches. There was on and on and on. All these debates. When's the last time we've had any of those conversations? It's been over a month, probably. And a lot of that stuff that was plaguing this team for the first 2 months seems to have just kind of gone away. They look like a smart team. They're resilient. They're gritty. They truly kind of let bad games go, and for a young team to kind of be able to have that mindset is pretty impressive. And I credit the older guys on this team for leading these young guys. But to the case that you've made, Andy, is it's also having guys like not only Roman Anthony but Narvaez, and Sadon, who's still very young, kind of being older mentality type players. It's just a really good mix of young and old, and they all seem to get it right now.
There's one question I want to ask before we trend and get into the break, Andy, and that is, with Trevor Story and his potential looming opt-out and Alex Bregman with his potential looming opt-out, does the leadership they've provided, the clutch hitting, the excellent plus level fielding, just everything, all the intangibles and tangibles, does this potentially make them more valuable to another team that has a bunch of young players that could use somebody like a Story, like a Bregman, or both, hell, whatever the case may be? Does it make him more valuable, and does that hasten the Red Sox's need to either pick up options or get some deals done in season or ASAP come season's end?
Yes, and be very, very quiet, because one of those teams, I think they played this afternoon in Baltimore. Third base the other night, the machine guy screwed up, didn't know how many outs there were. He gets sent down immediately. They bring up a different guy who started last night at third base. You just plug Alex Bregman into the third base spot for Baltimore, that young Orioles team. Uh-huh. All those young stud guys, they got a boatload of talent. They were all first-round picks and number one overall pick types. Yeah, I do think teams will look at this, and I think I heard Craig Breslow, and interestingly, we'll hear some Craig Breslow sound from earlier this morning on the Greg Hill Show in the next segment here, but I heard Breslow say, you knew what Bregman was advertised as, and then you have him for three quarters of a season, and you're like, wow, the advertising wasn't good enough. He's better than advertised, and I think other teams absolutely can look at that and say, yeah, if we added that to our lineup and our clubhouse, we'd be a better baseball team. That's why it's important for Craig Breslow and company to make sure that doesn't happen. 617-779-7937, reacting to a pair of 3-2 wins for the Boston Red Sox. They sweep the Orioles. They go 7-1 on the road trip. They're now 3.5 games back of the Blue Jays in the AL East, coming home to play the Pirates tomorrow night at Fenway Park. Everything is coming up roses, and there's still some tantalizing options on the horizon. We'll talk about that next with Craig Breslow's comments to the Greg Hill Show this morning. But first, we have Nick Fitzy-Stevens sliding into Dan Ball's big chair.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's trending? That was my guy Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show this morning. A question from Wiggy about whether they're going to continue to be aggressive. And that was the first part of the answer, which I think we all want to hear, like to hear, looking toward the offseason for trades. I know there's been a lot of people, Will Fleming and others, that say they're going to revisit maybe the Joe Ryan trade and could bring Joe Ryan in this offseason. A guy that Ted just talked about, Jarren Duran, there continues to be speculation that, you know, they have a abundance of outfielders and Duran could end up still being the odd man out at some point. But the offseason is the offseason. I want to play the rest of that comment here. Because Craig Breslow talked about being more aggressive in the present tense, and that's where I wanted to jump off here.
When I talk about being aggressive, yes, there is aggressive in terms of transactions, whether that's bringing guys in via free agency or trades. But also, you know, just right now, looking at the organization and figuring out ways to move the needle a little bit, whether that's bringing someone up, you know, maybe it is sacrificing a bit of long-term outlook in order to win today, because this team has put themselves in a position to justify that. So, you know, we want to continue to find ways to push here and do everything we can to put the team in a position to win. And then, you know, when we head into the off season, hopefully after a deep postseason run, we should continue on that trajectory.
I'm going to defend my guy. I don't think this was words. I actually liked these words a lot, in particular to being aggressive, taking a shorter term approach. The first thing I thought of was Peyton Tolley, if I'm being honest. Like, in an ideal world, do they want him in the minors longer? Do they want him to develop longer, stretch him out, push his innings, do all these things? Well, guess what? It's not an ideal world. It's a fast-paced world, and you are hard-charging towards a potential division title, playoffs, World Series, all of those things. And oh, by the way, you have an undecided or a TBD tomorrow at Fenway Park against Paul Skeens. And I don't know. I translated that in my, you know, overreactionary, overexcited head, Fitzy, to say, I think there's a legit shot they could call up Peyton Tolley.
I do as well. And I got to say, if there could be at this stage of the season, you know, you have been a significant proponent and recipient of this vaunted Friday night Fenway magic.
Yep.
You were there for the Criswell. Ted, you were there for the Rafaela walk-off before the All-Star break.
Yep.
Friday Fenway magic. You were there for the post-trade deadline, womp womp, Criswell gem. What could possibly be better than 1 6-foot-6 brohemoth with a mustache going against another 6-foot-6 brohemoth with a mustache in his major league debut? I mean, I guarantee you, this is what Bradfo has told us about Peyton Tolley. And if you were to ask him interpersonally, how do you feel about How do you feel about taking on Paul Skeens at Fenway in your major league debut? This giant, oversized Kenny Powers left-handed mother effer would probably be like, let's go, get it on. Like, this is awesome. Give it to me. This is what we want, and this is what he deserves. That would be positively electric, Andy.
Ted, you like that idea? You think that's a fair spot? Make a guy who just jumped from AA to AAA not that long ago, now jump him out there, and not only jump him out there, but put him, you know, against one of the most electric pitchers in all of baseball on a Friday night at Fenway? You like it?
Yeah. Does a bear wipe his butt with a rabbit? That's my answer. Yeah, of course I would.
I don't know, but I love the
question. It's really not a very courteous bear, but a bear does what a bear do.
But I feel like, forgive my ignorance, but if they're going to bring up Peyton Tolley, don't they have to do it before September 1st? Because I feel if he's going to be eligible for the
postseason roster.
You have to, so you got 3 days to bring him up. So my guess is, dude, there's too much heat around this guy's name. I mean, if Will Fleming was to break into our studio on Friday and we were to ask him about Peyton Tolley, he'd look at us like the cat that ate the canary, as if he knows something we don't. My feeling is they all know he's coming up, but it's got to be in the next 3 days for him to be in the playoff. I just can't imagine with the way things are going right now, and as hot as this team is, and as people are excited for this team, to not bring up a guy like that, I think would be hugely disappointing.
I think actually, Ted, if I'm not mistaken, I may have read via the Twitter feed of one of the Play Tessie boys yesterday that you just have to be, I don't know if you have to be part of the major league team. They've tweaked that a little bit now.
Okay.
So I think, I don't know. It's like Andy, when we were trying to understand the new preseason IR rules in football. Right.
I think they tweaked those things, and I hate it.
I'm looking at it, haven't made it public.
But either way, how do you feel about the venue of just like, oh, you know, hey Ted, it's your first game. How would you like to play the Colts coming off a 38-point win?
Yeah. I mean, but that's a good point. Don't you have to kind of get him acclimated? Like, you don't want to bring him up and then he's pitching in these, like, you know, games that are you know, basically win or go home kind of games. Don't you want to get him a little bit acclimated to things?
Yes. Yeah. And the best way to get him ready for big games is a big game feel. And that's not really a big game tomorrow night, but it's going to feel like a big game because it's Friday night. It's your debut. It's Fenway Park. It's Paul Skeens. There'll be some buzz in the air. Fitzy and I will be down there in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios tomorrow. We'll have Bradfo for the whole first hour, the 2 o'clock hour. So what better day than the Fenway Greens, the City Connects debut, Peyton Tolley against Paul Skeens? I love the idea. And Fitzy's right. If everything we've kind of heard about this guy is true, I don't think he'll be, you know, squashed by the moment. And if I were Cora, I would just remind him of one thing. You don't need to go out there and beat Paul Skeens. You know what you need to do? Be better than what Walker Buehler would have given us. Like, that's the reality. Like, that's that it. You're not our ace. We're not asking you to out-ace their ace. We're asking you to give us a shot to win, to not stink, to not go walk, home run, to do some of the things that Walker Buehler did that earned Walker Buehler a spot in the bullpen and no longer in the rotation. Other than that, this guy seems to have the makeup physically and size-wise and you know, talk about a Hoss of the Week opportunity for Jones and Keith if he goes out there against Skeens. Plus, it's Fenway Park. I mean, use the magic, right? Use the magic for good. Put Peyton Tolley out there when he's got 36,000 people helping him win like they do every Friday night, Fitzy.
I'm trying to think of what would be more engaging, more entertaining. Nothing could be more unique, and I know you technically can't be more unique, but like this would be special. Like, this would be a dynamic evening, whether so long as the weather holds up, but this could potentially be an awesome evening. And what you just said, this gets lost a lot of times because it's going to be billed, if it actually happens, as Tolley in his debut against Skeens. Like, Paul Skeens is veritably unbeatable because the guy has a microscopic ERA and he's just so dominant and intimidating and such a physical presence, Ted. But all this guy has to do is go up against one of the worst lineups in the National League, keep them at bay, don't Buehler himself or don't Dustin May his way out of the game after 3 1/3 innings. Just go out there and give us five and maybe give up one or two, strike a couple guys out. And like you said, Ted, it's a great point. You want to get ready for possibly being a dominant left-handed pitcher for the Red Sox, long relief, short relief, whatever. in postseason, which is the way they're headed. Baptize this kid by fire. Throw him up against the best pitcher in the NL on a Friday.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just reading from Tim Healy of the Boston Globe, and he's saying that the Red Sox plan for Peyton Tolley is for him to pitch tomorrow night in Worcester, either as a starter or piggyback out of the bullpen behind Shane Drahan. And that Kyle Harrison, who pitched Tuesday night and only pitched 38 pitches, they're saying he had a short outing because they are planning on bringing him up before Peyton Tolley. And that's according to Tim Healy of the Globe. So that's, I mean, you talk about just, taking a pee in our cereal right there. So that's what I'm reading from Tim Healy's.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily that bad. I mean, are we hyped up for Peyton Tolley? Sure. But I'm intrigued to see Harrison and see if he can join the conversation. It doesn't have to be Tolley. This is another, it's part of the Devers trade acquisition that has changed everything for both teams. It's not the dream scenario necessarily. And the other thing is, whether it's Harrison or Tolley, the pressure's not really on them. You know who the pressure's on? Hey, Roman Anthony, you're leading off against Paul Skeens. Hey, Bregman, I'm going to need you to get some hits against Paul Skeens. Hey, Story,
you want to see what playoff pitching looks like? Yeah, this team sucks, but like, we need you to like make some contact. Drag this guy out to some 6 and 7 pitch at bats, Andy.
Yes, and this is a team that, you know, as great as it is that we got a couple 3-2 wins here, they're not exactly plowing through offensively. They're not exactly piling up hits and runs and doing all those things. So a Paul Skeens performance is something on the horizon that will challenge them. But it should be interesting tomorrow night. Whoever, whether it's Kyle Harrison, whether it's Peyton Tolley, somebody else, Paul Skeens will be on the mound. We'll be at Fenway Park in the afternoon, 2-6. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, 5 o'clock, we're going to talk to our buddy Tom E. Curran. He got bumped back a little bit by the baseball game. We'll talk to him about, I don't know, Jacoby Myers, Stephon Diggs, and a whole lot of other topics coming off cutdown day and heading toward the opener. But up next, we need to talk about what Fitzy alluded to, these rivalry uniforms that were announced today across the NFL. The Patriots version was probably, I guess, appropriately polarizing to some degree. I saw a lot of really positive things and a lot of really negative things on the internet. We're going to talk about these rivalry uniforms up next here on WEEIF.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Afternoons. WEEI Afternoons. Red Sox win 3-2, sweep the Orioles, 7-win road trip in 8 games. But we had some other interesting news developments today. The Patriots, NFL, Nike are putting out these rivalry jerseys, rotating through the divisions, a couple divisions a year for on a rotation. The AFC East is part of that rotation, and we got our eyes on the Patriots rivalry uniforms that they will be wearing against the Jets, Fitzy, on, what's the date?
November 13th.
November 13th, and they are blue, storm blue, I think they called it, in the release from Nike, and they went through all these, you know, things that are in there. 6 stars on the collar to represent the 6 states, and there's
I
all
can't
these
tell
various...
you how many people, by the way, on social media wrote, should have been 5 stars because F Connecticut.
I agree. F Connecticut and anybody who lives
in
Connecticut.
Too. Yep. I agree. You know what? There's no truer statement in the world, Andrew.
But yeah, so we have these new jerseys, which we all know. And I love when people get mad. This is just a money grab. They make new jerseys so they can sell them. Duh. Yeah. It's called business. It's like that's kind of how it works. But Ted Johnson, you played in a few different jerseys over the course of your all Patriots jerseys, but different styles. You were in the 90s, then you were in the more traditional 2000s, some throwbacks in there. What'd you think of these new rivalry jerseys today?
Nope, don't like them. Don't like them.
Really? Really?
My first reaction was I didn't like them at all.
And what's the reasoning?
I don't know what the color just doesn't do anything for me. I mean comparatively speaking, it's weird. I kind of like Buffalo's better, and it's all white.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Slick.
Hard agree, Ted, big time.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of how it is in this debate. I mean, there's people have strong feelings on both sides. I think the Cardinals have some of the better ones. I think that's all. I think Seattle is all. I don't know why. I just don't like the I don't like the color that they chose. It's just it's off a little bit. I can't put my finger on it. I don't like them, boys. It just doesn't get me worked up.
Yeah. So Ian, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bud.
I use this as to get a sampling because I was reading comments.
I like the Rams too.
See, I didn't like the Rams, but I was seeing comments very strong in both directions. Like, these are awesome. Love them. Need them. You know, actually, I got a text immediately from my son. I know what he wants for Christmas. He loves them. That type of thing. But I wanted to get a more direct sense of it. So I used it as the poll question for today. Do you like the Patriots' new rivalry jerseys? Ooh, very simple. Okay. Yes or no. And 61% say yes. 39% say no. So sort of a 2/3, 1/3, not quite, but positive.
Wow.
The most common complaint I see is what you said, Ted. The blue is like this weird blue. And just if you haven't seen them yet, it's sort of a lighter, icy blue of some sort. Again, they call it storm blue. A lot of people are like, welcome to the New England Colts or welcome to the New England Lions. And like they thought there were two. It's not a traditional Patriots color. I think that's why I liked it. And I actually thought it sort of fit with this iciness of a lot of the jerseys. Like the Bills are sweet. Like the Bills,
can we all agree that the Bills have the best one?
Yeah, I love the Bills. I love the Bills.
And what do they say, Stiz? The Bills uniforms are clean.
Yeah, super clean.
Super, okay.
I think Stiz also would say I bleep with that. When he likes something, he says I bleep with that.
But did you notice the Buffalo logo is iced up?
Oh yeah.
That's kind of the cool little detail of the jersey as well.
And they all have them, like in the Patriots, the neckline says we are all Patriots in the back, and there's a few different things.
We are all Patriots!
The numbers have these weird, almost like a mesh look, like there's dots in it. I haven't seen it in person, so I don't
know
exactly.
They're aerated, yes.
Yeah, like that's a throwback to the old days, I think, of sort of the Earl Campbell era tearaway mesh jerseys and some of that. But I like it, you know, for a one-off. And it's funny because we're talking about Fenway Park tomorrow and the City Connect greens for a team that used to have City Connect yellow for a team that has reds and whites and, like, all these colors. I just think this is where it's going. I do know, Fitzy, a lot of people blame Nike for all of this. Like, oh, Nike ruins everything. Nike gets their hands on it and does crazy stuff.
Well, at least it wasn't Fanatics.
Yeah, I mean, at least the jersey looks like it'll probably not be see-through, and I won't be seeing Drake May's junk when he plays in it like he did with half the baseball jerseys.
Man, Travion Henderson's jersey would be the top seller. Okay, put it this way. They went over better than the Cracker Barrel rebrand, so that's a good thing. Okay,
yes,
so at least
true.
They have that going for them. And yes, Nike is to quote-unquote blame, but Andy, Nike in bed with... obviously, Oregon, the place that spits out 10 new uniforms for the Oregon Ducks at their $100 million beyond state-of-the-art fourth millennium training facility. Yeah, they probably pitched the idea, like, let's do rivalry night. Like, oh, okay, and the NFL's like, sure. And they just come up with these uniforms that have all these neat little organic details that are congruous to the region and the history of the area, and they try to weave in this 500-word backstory in the press release as to why... this uniform makes sense to New England and the states and the weather and the people that suffer in traffic and the unpredictability of the conditions and fork. All right, please. You came up with like a store, like a gray blue outfit that looks part North Carolina for Drake May, part Detroit Lions, part Indianapolis Colts. It's really cool on its own, but I thought Doug Kide's tweet about them earlier today was the most relevant, where he sort of said, like, generally, I don't love these uniform rebrands, but I like them when, like, what you see is totally germane to what's going on with the team. He loves the Red Sox two alternate uniforms, as do I, because you're connected to the Boston Marathon, which the Red Sox are inextricably connected to forever after 2013, and the Green Monster ones. And I saw a lot of people say, too bad the Green Monster guys didn't do these Patriots uniforms. Like, I look at those, and there's just nothing like... I don't know. I guess I would have either liked something more Revolutionary War or, hell, just put them in the Dunk Kings tracksuits because donkeys is as relevant as the weather.
Well, Ted, you know, they did lean into the nautical idea right up into the photo shoot. If you saw the photos, they I don't know if it was a real lobster boat or a setup.
They're all on a lobster boat. I think it actually belonged to one of the content team.
Okay, so they're on a lobster boat. They all took photos. You know, you got Christian Gonzalez holding an anchor. They kind of leaned into that idea of New England.
And Steph Diggs was on a boat.
He was on a boat. I didn't see any baggy of pink anything. But
good one.
I don't know. Fitzy, I'm with you. I don't really buy into all the crap. That reminds me of English class when you have to, like, break down a poem and they're like, what do the six stars represent? I don't know. I look at it and my eyes just say, I like it. Or I don't like it, and I like these. Ted, you went the other way. Ted, what was your favorite?
My favorite is of course, it's the Reds.
For you, from your years of wearing different.
Dude, I it's so funny. My least favorite was the kind of the soccer 1997 blue with the stripes in it. Okay. A lot of people love that jersey. It's one of my least favorite jerseys of all time. I love the classic red when I got to wear it in the, I think it was 2002 when we played Detroit in the.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep. That was easily my favorite. And I'm curious, do we know what game the Patriots are wearing these jerseys in?
Against the Jetropolitans at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, November 13th. That's their rivalry game. Now, the Patriots also.
Did you see what game Buffalo's playing theirs in?
Yes, week five when they host the Patriots on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
which is going to be slick. Ted, you also had another alternate jersey in your life. If you remember, in 2003, you wore the silver ones.
Oh, those are hideous.
Oh, did not like those.
They were dirty
white. One Sunday night
those,
they went.
Those are actually worse than the 1997 ones.
I thought you were going to say that. In my opinion, those are the worst jerseys.
Those are the worst.
Patriots
I forgot.
Ever worn.
Yep.
They looked like dirty white jerseys, like you screwed up the laundry or something, and out came this like weird, not quite white, but not quite silver.
Good call.
Jersey.
That's the worst one.
Yeah.
Hideous.
What did you guys think? So the other ones, like you like the Rams one. Some people like that's like Rams colors with midnight black. The Jets are all black, which is great because if I played for the Jets, I'd want to hide too. Then you have Cardinals look like a Vice golf ball, which actually is for some reason came off as kind of cool. And then the Seahawks actually, Andy, look like like an alternate Oregon Ducks uniform that just got rejected.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I all of these, though, the thing I noticed for myself is I feel like I need to see them in person. I feel like they might look different in person than they look in these photo shoots. Like the Miami one is very Miami Vice, polarizing, black with the neon colors. I feel like all of these, when if I saw them lined up in front of me on mannequins, I feel like I would have even more strong opinions. That's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. But I like the Patriots one. September 10th, I believe they go on sale in the Patriots Pro Shop. I'm not going to take my chances and assume no one likes them. I'm going to try to order one early if I want to actually get my son one for Christmas. He has requested the Zero, the Gonzo. He would like the Stormy Gonzo edition. So that's what I might be looking to order. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to talk to our guy, Tom E. Curran, about wide receivers and maybe a certain pass rusher who currently has a star on his helmet who might be available. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.